Praise the Lord. Dear friends, for today's meditation, we take book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 11. As an eagle stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, as it spreads its wings, takes them up, and bears them aloft on its pinions, the Lord alone guided him. This is an experience the people of Israel had gone through. And Moses, as a prophet, is interpreting to them their history. And here, the sacred author is taking an image from nature. It is said that eagle, the noble bird, builds its nest on very high mountain on the top of the highest trees. Puts the twigs first and then small branches, branches and twigs, and finally puts its own feather to make the nest a comfortable place for its young to breed. And as the young chicks, eagles, grow up, they have feather and the wings become strong. And the mother eagle thinks it is time for these youngsters to fly. The mother is coaxing the youngsters. She will beat its wings, shake the nest, but the small ones will not get up. And finally, the mother eagle will try to pull apart the nest. One after the other, the branches and twigs are taken away, and then finally pushes down the youngster from the nest, and it falls like a stone to the abyss. And then all on a sudden, the mother eagle somehow dives down, swoops and takes up the child, the chick, on its wings and brings it back to the branch. It repeats again and again. Several times when this young eagle is brought down and brought up, finally it learns to flap its wings and slowly it flies. And then it soars in the sky. This is what the sacred author is telling. An eagle stirs up its nest and hovers over its young. It spreads its wings and takes them up and bears them aloft on its pinions. So the Lord is guiding. I don't know if this story is true or not, but the image is beautiful and expressive of God's dealing, not only with the people of Israel, but with everybody. God allows adversities in order to strengthen. God allows disasters, dangers, so that we grow in our trust, in our faith. People who cannot walk, people who do not walk, will not build up, develop muscles. People who do not face adversities will never experience the strength of mind. So God is allowing us. God is allowing us to experience disasters, tragedies in our lives, so that we become strong and trust in the Lord. So it is something like the bird, mother bird, shaking its nest. He is shaking us out of our security. He is shaking us out of our lethargy to make us strong, make us courageous, and make us dependent on God. So let us not panic, let us not despair when unexpected tragedy strikes. God is with us, and He is allowing us to grow in our love, in our faith in Him. Amen.